Your oil change got a bit more expensive today. So too did a trip to the cobbler, the jewelry repair shop, or to have viruses removed from your hard drive. Today is the first day North Carolina starts collecting sales tax on these and other services. It's either great for the state or horrible for its people, depending on who's speaking at the podium, as WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
Expanding the sales tax base to include services was part of a grand bargain reached in the General Assembly last year. The original proposal was to change how sales taxes are divvied up by the state. It would have been an economic boon for rural counties, but a major economic hit for cities. And lawmakers representing the latter helped shoot that plan down. A larger portion of this new income will be sent to rural counties. That is good news and also reflects the growth of services in the modern economy, says Senator Bob Rucho, a Mecklenburg County Republican.
Everyone has to understand that there has been a significant change from when the tax sales tax started. It's gone to 70% services. You can't ignore that in an economy when you're trying to get all 100 counties viable and healthy.
These new taxes amount to a roughly 7% increase on the cost of these services, though that will vary depending on a county's tax rate. Now, by definition, this is a regressive tax, easier for the wealthy to absorb than the poor. But Rucho took issue with that.
Far from it.
Because, he said, it was part of a broader tax cut that included raising the zero tax bracket to $15,000 for all North Carolinians.
Every North Carolina family in every income has seen their taxes go down.
You know, I've heard Senator Rucho say that.
That's Senator Mike Woodard, a Democrat, speaking at the same podium just hours later.
For most North Carolinians, they're going to need a magnifying glass to find a tax cut Senator Rucho touts.
Woodard walked through what he believes is crystal clear, how broad the new taxes are.
Car repairs, plumbing services, floor installations, shoe repairs, car wash services, clothing alterations, even blade sharpening.
So whether this is great for North Carolina or bad for families depends on your political point of view and what time you booked the press room. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.